G'day all, welcome to the Social Fishing Googong Dam Fishing Report for August 2023. So we're officially the last month of cod season. Last month of winter leading into the spring, and it has been quite tough over the last little bit out at Googong for the big green fish. Water conditions, you're looking at 100%, and the water is pretty clear, so you're looking at about just over a meter visibility, pushing that meter and a half and a touch more in those tucked away areas. Water temperature has been pretty part and parcel to the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks. You're looking at about that high single digit range and pushing over 11, 12 degrees on those really sunny, calm days. We've had some good weather, but unfortunately, the cod still haven't gotten to a pattern. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. However, the golden perch have been going pretty good for winter. Usually they do slow down. I have touched on previous reports of them being a little bit more active, and that definitely has still been the case. However, it has been hard going in patches. What they've been hitting is lipless crankbaits, working on the bottom, and blade style lures. And there has been a handful of good captures of recent weeks. Redfin are going off the chain. Redfin are just been really, really good over this winter period, and they're pretty much hitting anything you're throwing at them. However, when I was out there for a very short period in the session over this last month, I went out and I was primarily just going out to check the conditions. And also, I did a tiny bit of sonar logging, and I did barely any fishing, but I probably fished for about an hour and a bit, and it was very slow going for the redfin. They were hitting lures, but they weren't committing, and they were in a bit of a shy state. Another angler from the group was out there during that morning session, and luckily got a nice cod at the 90 centimeter range, a golden perch, and the trifecta with the redfin. So he was pretty chuffed. Well done, Ross. And the redfin I found for that afternoon, they were hitting, but they weren't really committing. It was a lot of the smaller fish, and you had to really go more natural. Obviously, didn't have a lot of time, so I couldn't try and work out that little pattern. That saying, I didn't actually get any goldens or any cod, so I was a native donut, but we all get that from time to time. The golden perch, though, they were moving and they were following. They weren't hitting at that short stage that I was out there, but from other reports, they have been going quite well and really working well with increasing that retrieve ratio a little bit as well throughout the retrieve. So nice and slow, cold weather tactics, but then a little spurt of energy getting that lure off the bottom just a meter and a half, and then back down. They have been taking the lures on the drop and on the bottom. The cod, I thought that they may have got into a little bit of a routine by now and set in their winter slumber and have a little bit of a routine feeding pattern up on the edge, up on the sunny days, the good weather and that sort of stuff. But it has been very tough. Out of the 3 months of this winter, this definitely has been the toughest, or the 2 months, sorry. We're coming into the next one now, the third month. Definitely the toughest. But I do feel that it will be a really hot end to the season. And we've had some really, really good weather. And that is primarily the reason now. Like, it's literally where into the first week of winter, and it is really, really warm. It feels like spring. We've had consecutive days over the last week of really nice weather. So it's really got the flowers going. It's really got the wattles going when you're driving down the highway. And when you see those wattles, then you get really excited because that generally is when the good weather hits. But that's usually further into spring for the golden perch. So when the wattles go really, really yellow, bang, golden. So it's come a little bit early. So if you're going to go out there chasing the cod, this is definitely the time to do it. Hopefully this weather does stay nice and evened out in terms of it being warm and not too windy. Spring tends to be quite windy. So if we have that early spring weather, we might get that early spring wind. So into the last month of winter. So a bit from column A and a bit from column B, but I do think that if they are going to start, it's going to be soon because there's going to be no starting when they stop. So we've got the last few handful of weeks to get them going. And my go-to will be going loud and proud. So in other years where it's been like this, where it's gotten a little bit warm, spinnerbaits definitely have been the go-to at that end of season. And if we do happen to get a bit of influx of rain as well, couple that with some murky water, the spinnerbaits are also going to be a double up good option. But I would be fishing spinnerbaits that are double Colorado or double willow, just have a bit more presence to them and size to them, and still cast at the edge primarily and work in and around that really spindly timber off the points, off the rock walls and that sort of stuff, and really try and get those fish to come in with that thud. And hopefully surface lure will make an appearance as well. If those warm temperatures do continue and they do move up and stay on the bank for longer, you've got that spinnerbait option, you've got that topwater option, obviously still throwing the swim baits, and the more subtle soft swim baits have been proving the best in this middle period or the start of the middle period of last month. So moving into this month, it's always going to be a confidence lure too. So if you're confident with those swim baits and those spinnerbaits or the surface lures, obviously do continue that, but do try and implement some slightly warmer water tactics to try and get those fish happening. What I like to do as well is throw out a glide bait or a swim bait that doesn't sink too fast and really work it over those shallow bays. You're going to find a little bit more warmer water, so hopefully that means a little bit more weed growth starting. And in those shallows, if you can couple that with some weed growth, whether it being 5 centimeters tall or 2 centimeters tall, it doesn't matter, where you find that weed, coupled with the right conditions for the right species that you're targeting, the right lure application, surface, or just working stuff through the shallows, that will be my key for this end of season month for 2023. So hopefully that will be all you need. However, if you're targeting the goldens, they're going to be starting to school up now with that heat that's just come a bit early. They're going to start to school up now, and they're going to move on to some more of that slightly deeper water timber too. So the process usually is, or the patterns of the goldens is winter slumber. They get slow, that they don't all move into the deeper water, but when they do, they are very, very hard to tempt. So those ones on the edge are the start and middle of winter tactics. However, latter part of winter, early part of spring, they're going to move into slightly deeper water in majority and school up. So we're talking water about 3 to or probably about 4 to 6 meters and over, up to about 10 meters or so, and you'll find them on more of your structural trees. I know that's a strange way of saying it, but if you can find that slightly thicker bit of structure, something that's been there for a bit longer and not so spindly, you'll find goldens will gravitate more towards something like that. However, we know that fish have a mind of their own, so they will be working up and down the banks as well. But the ones that are sitting on the banks, I think, are going to be more of the smaller schooling fish as such. I find those bigger females like to tend to tend to the school a little bit more. So those males that are really trying to brood up for that springtime breeding season, you're going to find that. So in the bigger schools that are holding in the timber, in that deeper water, that's going to be more of your larger fish target, and those little pesky little males, you know, the 40 centimeters or so at Googong, the small ones are usually quite big compared to everywhere else, but let's just say 40 to 50 range, with not so much of the pronounced bump on their head, they're going to be the ones that are going to tend to be more in the shallows. So redfin, they're going to go off their tree as well. This is a season where once the water warms up, you're going to have a heap of breeding activity. I've already seen that even the last little session that I had. There was a lot of smaller fish. So when you bring them up, you'll find that they will sperm all over the boat, you know, white stuff everywhere. Once that starts, then you know the redfin fishing is going to hit its straps. So you still have a option to target some trout. Obviously, the water's still going to be cool, not freezing cold, hopefully, if that warmer water or the water warmer weather, sorry, continues. So those fly anglers and those anglers that are walking the bank, casting spinners and such, they actually still have been getting some trout. So they've actually been fishing quite good there. Haven't seen a lot of carp activity at the moment from what I hear. However, coming into that warmer period, this is the time that it's really going to hit its straps at those carp, unfortunately. So if you're out there and you see a lot of bubbling on the surface, a lot of carp slapping, a lot of movement and that sort of stuff, just take a real close look, try and catalogue where they are, how big of a numbers they are, let New South Wales Fisheries know, or let the rangers know, because we're going to have a carp explosion. And over the last season or two, the numbers have slowly started to creep up. Not huge numbers at the moment like the rest of the area, like you see in Lake Burley Griffin, you see all the other urban lakes at springtime. It's just like a shower of carp just fighting in the shallows, or not fighting, but you know, breeding activity. So have a good sense of that. And if you do start to see some of that action happening right now in this last month chasing the cod, by all means, try and imitate that bait. There hasn't been a lot of big carp in Googong, but they obviously have been there now for a few years undercover, cognito, and there has been some a couple big fish in the 70s that have been fished out by fisheries over the last season and a half. So imitating those big carp baits. So swim baits will actually be a really good option if you start to see that carp activity. So think of the pests to try and get the natives, I guess. I hope that everyone goes out there and has a real big blast into the end of winter. And obviously the start of spring, we'll cover that once we get to the next month. But yeah, get out there, have some fun. I obviously have fished once, so I haven't got any natives to show. So I'll put up a pic along with this report just of a good one to finish on the last day of the season. I think it was a couple seasons ago now on spinnerbait. But just touching on that again, the best to last, the big green fish with the spinnerbait options. I like to go that real bright. So either that bright chartreuse, orange, or that dark black. I did mention that again in a couple reports past from memory. But that is the strike colors for Googong, that hot orange. Not so much the red. The red is good, but it's not as good as the orange. So hot orange, mix that with some black or a chartreuse color, having that flare. They're the two color options that I would go. Black, purple for your darks, or you go your hot orange or your chartreuse. So hopefully all that big thudding action gets you into a big thudding cod or two. Looking forward to the reports. And if I can't get out there, so be it. No doubt that some people are going to hold the flag, as you have been doing so. Not that I'm holding the flag, but I think you know what I mean. Get out there, smash it, put up as many big captures as possible, and have a good one.